Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Hospital and Clinic's diabetes educator Amy Martin about National Diabetes Awareness Month.
What is the percentage of Americans that are diabetic?
It's about 30 million Americans that have diabetes, which is about 9.5% of our population. I did look to see what Washington's statistics are in comparison to that, and we're right on target with the rest of the nation. So about 9.5% of our population have diabetes.
For those who aren't familiar with the term pre-diabetic, what does that mean?
Pre-diabetes is a condition that exists usually before people get diagnosed with diabetes, and they usually don't have any symptoms. The way they know is they go to have a blood test done for the doctor for just routine labs and get told, hey, your blood sugar is a little bit high. So it's high enough that it's not normal anymore, but it's not high enough to have that diagnosis of diabetes.
For blood sugar levels, what is that threshold that kind of moves over into being diagnosed with diabetes?
So someone whose pancreas is working normally, the fasting blood sugar before you eat anything in the morning should be between 70 and 100. If you fall in the 101 to 125 category, that's considered to be pre-diabetes, and a fasting blood sugar of 126 or higher is a diagnosis of diabetes.
How common is diabetes in Washington County?
It's about 9.5% of our population has diabetes. If you're looking at pre-diabetes, it's actually looking at about 80 million Americans that have pre-diabetes. And so our goal is to get the word out of, go out and find out if you have it, because the sooner you know, the better job you can do of actually reversing things. And in many instances, people can change their lifestyle and prevent to get diabetes.
I wonder how typical, what the chances are that those who are pre-diabetic later do get diabetes.
It's about 50%. That statistic goes down if you make lifestyle changes. So you can, like I said, either prevent getting it or at least delay the onset of it by 10 to 15 years. You know, they're still following people. It certainly does make a difference, though. And we offer programs at Washington County Hospital to help people through that program of changing lifestyle. It's called Prevent. And so if somebody wants more information on that program, they can certainly contact us.
Which type of diabetes is hereditary?
They both are, actually. Type 2 tends to be more hereditary than type 1 does. Type 1 is when people's pancreas just fails to work. They have to be on insulin the rest of their life. It usually comes very suddenly. We usually think of type 1 as in young children. However, people can get type 1 at any age. Type 2 is more common, comes later in life, and tends to be more hereditary.
And I wonder how likely it is if one has a parent who has diabetes or has been diagnosed, what are the chances that they could be diagnosed themselves?
I was just doing some research on this today to find kind of what that statistic is. It looks like there isn't a whole lot of information out there to show what really your statistics are. So much of it has to do with our lifestyle choices. The research that I saw today from the American Diabetes Association says that if mom and dad both have type 2, then you have a 50% chance of getting it. But again, lifestyle choices play a lot into the diagnosis of type 2 diabetes.
What sort of lifestyle changes can people do to prevent diabetes?
The goal is to get people to move a little more and eat a little less. We're trying to get people to get 30 minutes of exercise 5 days a week, and then to work on losing 5% of their body weight over a 6-month time frame.
I wonder how beneficial early detection can be for those who get blood work done and find out that they are pre-diabetic.
If you can find out you have pre-diabetes, it's great. You can actually, like I said, make some of these lifestyle changes and turn things back. People that tend to not know or find out later in life that they have diabetes and maybe choose to not pay attention to it, that's when we really see people having more complications from diabetes. Those complications are very preventable if we can keep those blood sugars in good control. The longer you go with high glucose levels, the higher your risk is of having complications.
What are some myths about diabetes?
There's a lot of myths out there, and the one that I hear so often is that you can catch or you can get diabetes by eating too much sugar, and that actually is not correct. Yes, our lifestyle choices play into that, but it's not from eating too much sugar. Another myth is that only overweight people get diabetes, and that's not correct either. People of all ages, all sizes can get diabetes. It just has to do with our genetics. We play a lot of that.
Do you have any tips for those who are diagnosed with diabetes of how they should eat during the holiday season?
That's a great question. you shouldn't feel like you have to eliminate all the foods that you like. My tip to people is eat the foods that you like, but just eat smaller amounts of it. If you're going to someone's house, make sure that you're taking a dish that you know that you can eat that doesn't have a lot of carbohydrates in it. And if you try to think about filling your plate with half of your plate being what we would count as free foods, so protein and vegetables, and the other half of your plate being your carbohydrates, you'll do a pretty good job of keeping your carbs in check.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with WCHC diabetes educator Amy Martin. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.